Jeremiah chapter 49. Concerning the Ammonites, thus says Yahweh, has Israel no sons? Has he no heir? Why then does their king inherit God, and his people dwell in his cities? For this reason understand that the days come, says Yahweh, that I will cause an alarm of war to be heard in Rabbah of the Ammonites, and it will be a desolate heap, and her daughters will be burned with fire. And then will Israel be heir to them that were his heirs, says Yahweh. Howl, O Heshbon, for Ai is spoiled. Cry, you daughters of Rabbah, gird yourselves with sackcloth. Lament and run to and fro by the hedges, for their king will go into captivity and his priests and his princes together. Why do you boast of yourself in the valleys, your flowing valley, O backsliding daughter, who trusted in her treasures, saying, who will come to me? Understand, I will bring a fear upon you, says Sovereign Yahweh of hosts, from all those that are around about you, and you will be driven out, every man right forth, and no one will gather up he who wanders. And afterward I will bring again the captivity of the children of Ammon, says Yahweh. Concerning Edom, thus says Yahweh of hosts, is wisdom no more in Teman? Is counsel perished from the prudent? Is their wisdom vanished? Run, turn back, dwell deep, O inhabitants of Dedan, for I will bring the calamity of Esau upon him, the time that I will visit him. If grape gatherers come to you, would they not leave some gleaning grapes? And if thieves at night come to you, they will destroy till they've had enough. But I've made Esau bare. I have uncovered his secret places. He will not be able to hide himself. His descendants are spoiled, and his brethren, and his neighbors, and he is not. Leave your fatherless children. I will preserve them alive, and let your widows trust in me. For thus says Yahweh, understand, they whose judgment was not to drink of the cup have assuredly drunken of it. And are you he who will go altogether go unpunished? Shall you will not go unpunished, but you will surely drink of it. For I have sworn by myself, says Yahweh, that Bozrah will become a desolation, a reproach, a waste, and a curse, and all the cities of it will be perpetual wastes. I have heard a rumor from Yahweh, and an ambassador is sent to the heathen, saying, gather yourselves together, and come against her, and rise up to the battle. For understand that I will make you small amongst the heathen, and despised among men. Your terribleness has deceived you, and the pride of your heart, O you who dwell in the clefts of the rock that holds the height of the hill. Though you should make your nest as high as the eagle, I will bring you down from there, says Yahweh. Also, Edom will be a desolation. Everyone that goes by it will be astonished and will hiss at all the plagues of it, as in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighbor cities of it, says Yahweh. No man will remain there, neither will a son of man dwell in it. Understand that he will come up like a lion from the swelling of Jordan against the habitation of the strong, but I will suddenly make him run away from her. And who is a chosen man that I might appoint over her? For who is like me, and who will appoint me the time? And who is that shepherd that will stand before me? For this reason hear the counsel of Yahweh that he has taken against Edom, and his purposes that he has purposed against the inhabitants of Teman. Surely the least of the flock will draw them out. Surely he will make their habitations desolate with them. The earth is moved at the noise of their fall. At the cry, the noise of it was heard in the Red Sea. Understand, he will come up and fly like the eagle and spread his wings over Bozrah, and at that day will the heart of the mighty men of Edom be like the heart of a woman in her pangs. Concerning Damascus, Hamath is confounded, and Arpad, for they have heard evil tidings, and they are faint-hearted. There is sorrow on the sea, it cannot be quiet. Damascus has grown old and feeble, and turned herself to run, and fear has seized upon her. Anguish and sorrows have taken her like a woman in travail. How is the city of praise not left, the city of my joy? Therefore her young men will fall in her streets, and all the men of war will be cut off in that day, says Yahweh of hosts. And I will kindle a fire in the wall of Damascus, and it will consume the palaces of Ben-Hadad.
concerning Kedar, and concerning the kingdoms of Hazor, which Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, will smite, thus says Yahweh, rise up, go to Kedar, and spoil the men of the east. Their tents and their flocks will they take away, and they will take to themselves their curtains and all their vessels and their camels, and they will cry to them, fear is on every side. Run, get you far off, dwell deep, O you inhabitants of Hazor, says Yahweh. For Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, has taken counsel against you and has conceived a purpose against you. Rise up and get yourself up to the wealthy nation that dwells without care, says Yahweh, which has neither gates nor bars, which dwells alone, and their camels will be a booty, and the multitude of their cattle will be a spoil, and I will scatter into all the winds those that are in the utmost corners, and I will bring their calamity from all sides of it, says Yahweh. And Hazor will be a dwelling for dragons and a desolation forever, and there will no man remain there, nor any son of man dwell in it. The word of Yahweh that came, this is the word of Yahweh that came to Jeremiah the prophet against Elam, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, saying this, thus says Yahweh of hosts, understand that I will break the bow of Elam, the chief of their might. And upon Elam will I bring the four winds from the four quarters of heaven, and will scatter them toward all those winds. And there will be no nation from where the outcast of Elam will not come. For I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies, and before them that seek their life, and I will bring evil upon them, my fierce anger, says Yahweh. And I will send the sword after them until I have consumed them. And I will set my throne in Elam, and will destroy from there the king and the princes, says Yahweh. But it will come to pass in the latter days that I will bring again the captivity of Elam, says Yahweh. End of chapter.